I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Let me encourage you once again to have your Bible as we study the Word of God together. In Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." Now, the words Abba, Father, which reference God the Father, are found only three times in the New Testament. And I find both the term and the meaning of great interest. In Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, Jesus said this, and He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto Thee. Take away this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what Thou wilt." Our Lord Jesus Christ, when facing Calvary, and He was speaking here in Mark chapter 14 just before He went to Calvary, He asked for the removal of the cup of sin, which when He was doing this, He was bowing to the will of the Father with the word, "Nevertheless." This is the first mention, and it dictates the proper meaning of the word, Abba, Father, Abba. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 15, the Bible says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." The word "cry" here means to call aloud or to scream. It implies the cry of one in trouble or sorrow. And then, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, we've read this, and it says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son unto your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." The word "crying" is once again used, signifying the inner desire for deliverance from this world. In each of the three verses mentioned, we find that Abba, Father is used in the context of trials and fears. In this life, we find adversity. If you've been saved for any length of time, maybe not very long, you know that there's adversity here. In fact, Job chapter 14 and verse 1 says, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." Whether you're saved or lost, you know that this life has a lot of trouble in it. The best way to get through this life is by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and receive Him as your Savior. That doesn't mean that things will get easier for you in this life. There's still going to be trials and temptations. But we know that the Christian life is the best life. We know that one day we're going to see the One who died for us and gave His life that we could be saved and go to heaven one day. I want to look at the words closely in order to determine right now their meaning, and then give some practical thoughts concerning their use in our lives as God's children. Abba, Father. The word Abba means Father in the Aramaic. Aramaic is a Semitic language with a 3,000-year history. It pertains to both Jews and Arabs, but mainly it's applied to the Jews in our day. Now, in my study, I find that Abba, Father literally means Father, Father. And I would capitalize those words, Father, Father. I've heard some say it could be compared to our words, Daddy or Papa. And these terms of endearment that we use for our earthly fathers are wonderful, but they are neither right nor respectful when referencing our Heavenly Father. Father, Father does not carry the same meaning as Abba, Father. Abba, far from being an informal word such as Daddy or Papa, is an emphatic form of the word Father. And we would find its equivalent in English as Old Father. Well, notice with me, if you would, Abba Father. And it's been called the portal to the heart of God. I find in Abba Father relationship, we have the same relationship and rights as Jesus Christ had with the Father. Now that may seem like blasphemy to some people, but we're taught that in the Word of God. In Abba, Father, we find the strong feeling of affection of a son to his father. Oh, Father, as God is our Father, He is Father of His people. Jesus Christ had a special personal relationship with God the Father. We know that. It was not just casual or simply an acquaintance. It was near and dear to the heart of Christ and God the Father. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What love the Father had for His Son, and what love His Son had for Him. In John 15:9 it says, "As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love." John 17:24 says, "Father, I will that they also, whom Thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." I look on and I find an Abba Father reverence. Not only do I find a relationship, I find a reverence. One of the major problems with the people of today is that they lack the reverence that they need to have for God. Many bring God down to the level of being their buddy. I know that His name is Jesus, Jesus Christ, and so forth, but He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ never called God the Father Daddy or Papa. Though He was equal with God the Father, He reverenced Him. And God the Father has given to Christ a name above all other names, and He is to be reverenced. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28, the Bible says, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear." I not only find a relationship with the Father and a reverence to the Father, I find in Abba Father reliance. It's an exercise in faith that finds our Lord praying to God in the garden. As He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, God the Son relied upon God the Father for the strength for the task ahead. Our Lord Jesus Christ stilled the storm, raised the dead, healed the sick, made the lame to walk, gave sight to the blind, cleansed the lepers, fed the thousands, cleansed the temple, and the list goes on. But here, in Mark chapter 14 and verse 36, He cried, "Abba, Father," saying, "All things are possible unto Thee." You know, there are many things that we can do alone, but there are times when only God can fill our needs of impossibility. Our strength and courage to go on comes through our relationship with Abba Father. Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring." In John 15 and verse 5, it says, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing." And finally, I find in Abba Father a need for my unprotested acceptance of His will. Our cry is too often, "Lord, I do not want this. Lord, I do not think that I need this. Lord, I do not deserve this. Lord, You can do all things. You can remove this valley if You will." But I want you to notice that our Lord Jesus Christ bowed to the will of Abba Father. He knew that His loving Heavenly Father would always do both what was best and right. And once again, Mark 14:36 says, "And He said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto Thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what Thou wilt." We are to bow to the will of our Abba Father. He loves us and knows best. In Romans chapter 8 and verses 28 through 32, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Jesus Christ is the Savior. Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, once we have received him as our Savior, he is our elder brother. And just as he called God the Father, and he said, Abba, Father, 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 we too can cry out to God in time of need and say, Father, help me. I need your help right now. And Lord, I'm trusting you to lead me and guide me, not my will, but I pray that your will would be done in my life. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11 says, If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let me remind you that God is not our buddy. God is our Savior. He is the one who sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to this earth to save us. God is God. He is to be reverenced. He is to be reverenced as our heavenly Father. And my question to you today is, have you trusted him as your heavenly Father? Have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? Have you received Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him by saying, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't save myself. Please come into my heart and save me. I repent, Lord, of the sin that is in my life. And might I say this, as you say the word repent, I repent. That means that you're having faith in Jesus Christ, that he's going to be able to turn you and help you to stay away from the sin that comes into our lives as human beings. Resting upon him, to trust him to help us with the problems that come into our lives, with that sin that does so easily, as the Bible says, that sin that does so easily beset us as Christians. If you are saved, you need to live for him today. If you've never trusted him, you need to trust him right now. You need to cry out to God as a Christian and say, Abba, Father, lead me and guide me. Not my will, but thy will be done.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.